Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, September 1st, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, CarPlay Ultra arrived this year after taking a bit longer than expected to materialize. The only catch is that next generation CarPlay is only offered in cars from Aston Martin that start around $200,000. That appears to be changing soon, with an affordable EV option set to take on CarPlay Ultra. According to the publication Top Gear, Hyundai may be about to disrupt the CarPlay Ultra space. The upcoming Hyundai Ioniq 3 electric car is said to support Apple's new CarPlay Ultra system, allowing iPhone users to experience CarPlay with much deeper integration than the current version. Aside from being generally far more affordable than an Aston Martin, the Hyundai Ioniq 3 could make for the first electric car with CarPlay Ultra. While many of the EV-only automakers like Tesla and Rivian don't support CarPlay at all, not only will Hyundai continue their support for the platform, but it also appears that they'll be one of the first to adopt the next generation of CarPlay. The Hyundai Ioniq 3 is expected to cost somewhere in the ballpark of $35,000 and offer a 365-mile range. It's expected to be announced at the Munich Motor Show, happening from September 9th through September 14th, so that's when we should learn more about CarPlay Ultra integration. And speaking of Rivian, Rivian is set to launch support for car keys in Apple Wallet sometime imminently. Rivian initially confirmed its plans for support for car key when it announced the second generation R1S and R1T last June. Over the past year, however, no additional details about actual availability of car key in Rivian cars were made available. But now Apple has confirmed in its backend code that car key support for the second generation R1T and R1S is ready to go live, and they're just waiting on Rivian to flip that switch, which should happen very soon. Next up today, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has long said that he expects the iPhone Fold to have Touch ID on the side button rather than using Face ID. Over the past several weeks, however, there had been some whispers in Apple's supply chain that the iPhone Fold's implementation of Touch ID might be underneath the display rather than in the side button. Kuo, however, says that this is unlikely based on what he's seeing in Apple's supply chain partners. Although it may seem surprising for Apple to use Touch ID instead of Face ID like it does in all other modern iPhones, the problem is the depth of the TrueDepth scanning module required. The iPhone Fold is expected to only be around 4.5 millimeters thick when unfolded, which is less than the depth of that Face ID module. Cost is likely to be another consideration, as Apple would need to have not one, but two Face ID systems on the iPhone Fold, one for the external screen and another for the internal screen. A single Touch ID sensor on the side button is far more cost-effective. Apple, however, according to Kuo, is continuing its work on under-display Touch ID and Face ID, one of which or both of which could make their way to a future iPhone Fold. Those aren't expected to be ready in time for the first-generation iPhone Fold, expected to launch next year. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. It's back-to-school season, which means lesson plans, essays, research projects, and presentations are about to start piling up for both teachers and students. The last thing you need is for any of it to get lost. Backblaze Computer Backup automatically protects everything on your Mac without slowing you or your computer down. No manual uploads, no file size limits, no interruptions. Whether you're a student pulling late-night study sessions or a professor prepping for the new semester, Backblaze keeps your files safe and always ready to restore. 9to5 Mac listeners get 20% off with code 9TO5DAILY. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac to start a free trial and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running out today on Friday evening, Apple filed a new brief with the Court of Appeals, explaining why it thinks the outcome in its battle with Epic Games in court should be overturned. In a 42-page document, Apple minces no words to refute both Epic Games' arguments and the district court's ruling, particularly regarding the improper expansion and modification of the original injunction. As a reminder, as it stands right now, because of the Epic case, in the United States, Apple must allow developers to freely link out to external payment solutions in the App Store without charging any commission. Apple says the injunction breaches all of the well-established guardrails on civil contempt power and violates several independent limits, including the Constitution itself, in putting these sweeping new restrictions on Apple. Apple quotes more than 40 prior rulings to make its case and highlights four main arguments on why Epic's appeal is unfounded. Apple says that Epic fails to seriously defend the district court's zero commission rule on linked out purchases. Epic cannot justify the new injunction's other restrictions, that the ruling of this case breaks with precedent set by previous cases in California, and that Epic is urging the court to ignore Supreme Court prior rulings in similar cases. Apple concludes by saying that the new injunction should be reversed, saying that the district court's new zero commission rule is indefensible and denies Apple compensation for the use of its innovations and is hard, punitive, and unconstitutional. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.